Zone coming at you.
Previously in the Hang Zone.
So she posted a sexy photo.
Okay.
And he posted a devil emoji, eggplant emoji, and then what appears to be a little baby emoji.
Oh, no.
Small.
So his devilish thoughts are leading to his wiener, which will then lead to a baby.
Touching a baby.
Now, another Instagram user replied to his reply to her and said, "You gonna let off in that thing?"
Oh, God.
Is that
a whole nother language?
Short for impregnate her?
And he replied with several E's, Ben.
Oh, wow. My gosh. Are, why are they putting all this on Instagram comments?
I've been
so
doing that.
So after this current story, air quotes story, comes out.
there's been a lot of discussion about the future of players, whether they're under contract or not. Do you feel like you will be back here next year at all?
Me?
Yeah.
I mean, watch the film.
Wayne, keep that pistol aimed at the strike zone because that is where this bad boy's going.
68.
Wayne, what'd I tell you, man? Don't read the readout. That's my own private information.
Why didn't you hit the target?
Because, Dustin Jr., at the last moment, I decided not to hit the target. I decided to go for that bird bath your dad put in there. Just, I'm trying so hard not to be an asshole to you guys, okay? Just please work with me here.
I hated that bird bath.
I broke that bird bath for you because I knew you hated it because we're the same. I hate that thing, too. A stork wrapped around a tree branch. That's the stupidest thing I've ever seen before. You know, that's how the plague started back in the day. It was from a little disgusting bird bath in someone's backyard that rats made sex to birds in it and created a whole new type of AIDS.
I just can't get over this guy's emoji sequence.
Yeah.
Who would ask him that?
Well, there was another one where she posted another sexy photo and he just replied with the little baby emoji and put ASAP.
So he is.
He wants to make a baby with her.
Looking to make a baby.
And then someone replied to that, put one in that oven.
No.
Blank. And he said, I've been practicing, fam. Practice makes perfect.
All right. Y'all ready? What's up, everybody? Tim Hardaway Jr. here with the Dallas Mavericks, and I never listened to Dan and Jake on The Ticket.
I had a taint rubbed on my face.
It's just afternoon on Sports Radio 96.7 and 1310 The Ticket. So pop that lunch on your car tray. Sit back and hang in the Hang Zone.
Like he came in straight, you know, parallel to my face and just kept going and kept going and kept going. And then he pulls it out and does it again.
Featuring David Mino and his hot back.
I think I'm going to say a little over 9 inches.
Our female CEO.
It's a little bit of a sausage fest on the Zoom today.
Blake Jones. Who Blake Jones?
I'd love a conjugal visit.
And now, your Hang Zone host. From noon to three, it's Jake Kemp and Dan McDowell.
Me?
Wow. Yeah. Man, that's good.
You know?
All right. Friday. Friday on a 3-day work week. It's got to feel different than Friday on a 5-day work week where you had to lug Sean around for 2 days. And then you had to do a draft till about 4 a.m. last night. Anyway, I feel really fresh. Jake looks like something that just got dragged in here.
I slept on the couch.
Really?
Yeah. I didn't want to wake her up at 2 a.m.
Mm.
Yeah.
Anyway, happy Tall Boy Friday.
Sure.
Happy Hawaiian Shirt Friday / you could have had an argument for a flannel real early, I think.
Yeah.
But it's show number 291 of Dan and Jake. It is show number 248 of Dan and Jake doing the show from the Dragon Den of Inequality high atop my garage. And it's good times. Good fun. Seems like we're all wearing Hawaiian shirts. Today...
Look at even DJ.
Even DJ's on.
Love it.
That's team player. DJ.
Yeah, there you go.
I like DJ. I'm not anti-DJ.
Good.
How about that? Let's not go so far as I like DJ. Let's just say I don't not like DJ.
Take what I can get.
Today, so did you guys realize this whole past year, like, why are we here? Because there's been a pandemic.
I heard about that.
And it's not been a precedented thing. So it's totally different. We've never been through something like this before, but we're trying to make the best of things. And that is why the ticket, as of now, we don't do actual road shows where we go out to a business and broadcast from that business and then talk about, hey, look at us here at the business. But we like to do business still. So we do what's called a virtual road show, and we're on one today. So you can kind of in your mind... It's all a theater of the mind anyway. It's audio,
sure.
Right? We could be wherever we want to be. We could be a whole mile up on the moon. What is it, 3,000 feet?
32,000.
30,000 yeah. feet to the moon.
Almost a mile.
Yeah.
But today, we are at Dallas Market Hall for the 43rd annual Dallas International Guitar Festival.
This is where my prom was.
So we got sports guitar. Really? Your prom was at Dallas Market Hall?
Yeah, I guess it may be across the street. Like, it's part of the same complex, the World Trade Center and the Market Hall.
Do they just not have anything in NRH or that could host a prom?
No. No. Okay.
Anyway, it's the Dallas International Guitar Festival. The world's largest guitar showcase to buy, sell, or trade all things guitar. The world!
Yeah.
So you want to, you have some gear to sell or trade or upgrade guitar? This is your place. Go there this weekend.
Yeah, you can't get to Mars.
Would you like to see George Lynch of Dokken?
Yes, Danny.
Frank Hannon from Tesla?
Yes.
You can find the full list of bands, performers, and schedules at their website, guitarshow.com. So there you go.
Can't wait.
Bring your kid, 10 and under. They get in free. Or do like Chappie. Bring your 12-year-old and go, no, he's 10.
Yeah.
He's got a little beard on him. No, he's he drove you here. Here, kid, get on your knees. Do the shoe thing. Do the put your shoes on your knees like Dorf on golf. Anyway, so thank you to the Dallas International Guitar Festival for sponsoring today's show. In your mind, we're there. We're rocking.
In my mind, I'm there.
We're rocking with Dokken.
Okay.
Guitarshow.com.
Yep.
You can get all your info on that.
We're docking.
So...
No one knows.
Is it weird, or is it apropos, would you say?
You don't know what that means.
Appropriate.
Okay, you do.
That Brett Turner, BTO, is the sales rep for this. Like, don't you feel like he's like, yeah, wee! Guy kind of...
Apropos.
Playing a little air guitar right now. Like, yeah, boys, yeah! Give him a sponsor some plugs, baby! Woo!
So you definitely do know what it means.
Yeah! Guitar show! So it's Friday, and it's the day after the draft, so almost the whole show is going to be about the draft, right?
Yeah. Except
Willie Cauley-Stein. We got a Mavs segment.
Trilly.
We're going to talk a little Mavs with Willie. If indeed he calls in at 2:15. Blake, percentage chance of that?
100.
Get it on wax?
100?
He said 100?
Yep. Willie's a good dude. He will not stand us up.
And I'm just going to tell you, apropos of your tease, I don't plan on talking any Mavs with him.
Okay, cool.
Got a lot of other stuff to discuss with the Trill King.
Yeah, I want to discuss just the whole two cornerbacks going off the board before the Cowboys
went. Bud?
Willie, what were you thinking? I mean, I was going nuts.
He's the best high school football player I've ever seen in my life.
Do you know about that?
Go on.
Olathe? He's an Olathe guy, right?
Yeah. He was 7 foot and ran probably a 4.440.
Was that when you were already playing college up there?
Yeah, I was doing some play-by-play for local high schools, and I did one of his games, and I thought he was 7 foot Randy Moss.
So are all four directional Olathes legendary, or is there one in particular?
He was Northwest, I believe.
So there's a spot
that one's
in Kansas.
That one's the better one.
There's a spot in Kansas called Olathe that is like the only place in the Midwest, or at least that part of the Midwest, that produces major, major college football talent.
Really?
And I only know this because the year after I graduated high school and my brother was coming up, they fired our coach at our high school, and they hired a guy from Olathe, I want to say North Minot, but he was a legend. Like, he was a Kansas legend. And he came down here and quickly figured out Kansas legend ain't the same thing as Texas. He was in way over his head. So we were like, so you were good in Kansas? Like, half of us can
But Willie Cauley Stein, you think?
Yeah, I mean, if you're a freak show athlete, for sure. But I mean,
what did they do? Just toss it up?
I've seen the YouTube videos Mino's referring to, and yeah, he was a matchup problem.
He'd also get the ball and go 70 yards on you, too. He was fast.
You got any Mino play-by-play audio?
That might. I'll have to dig a little bit, but
so
we can see.
We wouldn't be able to find a Willie Cauley Stein cut by 2:15.
No.
But you have...
I'd have to make some calls.
Oh, really?
I might could find some.
Do you have cassettes, or what era were you?
He's like 19.
Yeah, it's all on TikTok. I'll get the account for you.
Hey, you guys want to make a phone call?
Yes. It's Friday.
All right, let's dial it up. Dial her up. We want to call a lady.
Ooh, it's the lady.
This is no offense to DJ, who I don't not like. But we're trying to call Julie. Just
hello?
So you know. Hello, may I speak to Julie Dobbs, please?
This is she?
Julie, this is Dan McDowell of The Ticket.
But mostly Jake Kemp.
But I wanted to call you. Jake was like, no, I want to do this Mavs thing I got.
That's a lie.
And you're live on the air, so watch that potty mouth of yours.
Okay, will do. Wait, quick question. Should I call myself Julie, or should I call myself...
It's just how the open goes.
Yeah, I don't make the open. I'm upset that he didn't keep your name in there.
I'm over here on my deathbed, and I tune into the show, and I just hear
How is your deathbed?
I'm just kidding. It's not a deathbed at all. I'm doing great.
That's more to say that DJ is not you. It's more of a slide on DJ, not you, Julie.
Nice. Redirect.
Uh-huh. Good.
Thank you.
But try.
I always like when you just leave her name in, and then you can hear the buzzer after, as if to indicate Julie is here in spirit, but she's just not here today physically. You took her name out of the open today, so if historians were to listen back, they would say, boy, this is not a show with a female CEO.
I'll put your name back in there.
Blake ruined the whole show.
Like I'm dead or something.
But you can confirm that you're not, though.
I'm 100% not dead. I'm very much alive. I'm doing really well.
Why aren't you here? What was your surgery?
I'm not that much alive. You know my surgery.
For the audience.
Thank you. It was a hysterectomy where I had just a bunch of stuff taken out of my body that... could be bad for me because of a potential risk of ovarian cancer. So I just had it all taken out of me, and I'm hoping to live a long, healthy life now because of it.
I understand it's very common.
Yeah, it is. I'm learning about that too. It's mm-hmm. more common than I realized, and people do it for all different reasons, not just the cancer risk. There's lots of things that can go on down there that make you uncomfortable. So people just have this stuff taken out sometimes.
Did you get to keep
especially
it?
Especially after they're done with babies. No, but ever since you and I have talked about it, I feel like real weird because I really want to know where it is.
Yeah, you could make an NFT.
I heard it looks like an octopus.
That's so gross.
Do you think one of, like, did you lose weight? Does it weigh 4 pounds and you lost weight? Is that a reason you would do it?
Dude, I've totally been wondering if I was going to lose weight after the surgery. I haven't weighed myself yet, but I think I probably would lose like a pound from it.
Yeah.
If that's something. And I got a nice long nap where there were no distractions. So, you know, it's not all bad.
So the upshot for working mom is you got to take the first nap you've ever had when they removed half of your body while you were under anesthesia. Like, that's where you're
at. Exactly right. That's exactly right. Ever since I've had children, that is probably the first, like, legit nap that I've had since I birthed my second child. So, yes, it wasn't all bad. Everybody was great. The surgery went well. So I'm just taking it easy now. I'm trying, you know, I can do like one sort of activity or productive thing a day. And other than that, I'm just kind of resting. But it's all good.
We got mom here taking care of the kids or what?
Yes, mom is here. Thank goodness. Because husband is not. He's on the star's longest road trip of the season.
What are we doing? Are we going to get in?
Nope.
Oh, it's not looking good, friends. I don't know. It was looking good, and then last night just was so defeating for me to watch. But I was just reading a tweet from our friend Saad, and it was like, if the Stars win against Nashville tomorrow, that's a huge game, and then you're kind of right there still in the thick of things if they can win tomorrow. So
they
we'll
played
see.
Last night?
Okay, Mino.
Yeah, that's fine, Mino. I know there was some draft thing going on or something.
Well, because my main concern is, you've got this jacket.
Uh-huh.
Oh, the playoff jacket?
It?
The playoff wife, girlfriend jacket. And yeah. It can't just stay in mothballs for 2 years.
I know. It's really a conundrum because I feel like it'd be just kind of sad if I go out wearing it and they didn't make the playoffs.
Yeah.
Be like, oh, look at that poor girl just wearing her jacket like everything's cool.
But she got to wear it so much last year
at home.
Yeah, but they got all the way to the finals. So, like, that's good for 3 or 4 years, isn't it?
You would think, yeah. Yeah, it's hard to get that far in the playoffs, and it did get a lot of wear out of it. So maybe next year. Although, who knows, we still might make the playoffs, and then I think that Dan said something about wearing a jacket of his own if they do, and I haven't forgotten that.
She doesn't forget.
You don't forget anything. That's one of your faults.
What are you having for lunch?
You know what? I forget things that are important, and I remember things that are unimportant. I just had a nice little brunch. You guys, have y'all ever experienced a meal train? Because it's like the best thing in the world that's ever happened to me.
When
you have something terrible goes wrong in your life, like you have to have parts of your body taken out, or
yeah.
Perhaps you've birthed a baby. That's not terrible, but it's hard on your body. Or you have surgery or whatever. Like, all these wonderful people put together a meal train, and they bring you a meal every single dang day. And I've had a meal brought to my house every day, and it's amazing.
So there, there goes the pounds back.
So that's what you have to. You have to have friends though to have this happen,
thanks,
correct?
Jake.
You need friends to get the meal train.
Yeah, that's kind of part of the deal. Yeah, there are people that you have to at least know, and like they like you enough to at least want to help with your situation. And usually, if you're somebody that does things for other people, then it comes back around.
But you know he's not, so...
Yeah.
I know. Yeah. If you ever need a meal train, Dan, I will figure that out for you. But let's just hope that you don't. It's usually not a good thing.
Are you allowed to partake in the wine situation? while recovering?
I haven't. I actually haven't had wine in a long time.
Because you sound kind of slurry right now, to tell you the truth.
Well, maybe it's the pain meds.
What do they got you on?
Oh, gosh. I don't even remember. And honestly, I'm trying to wean myself off of them. I'm not taking many anymore, but that's the reason why I haven't been, throwing alcohol into the mix. That could be a disaster.
You know what they say? It's better if you do have a drink or two with them.
Who says that?
Yeah, and then, like, drive to the store.
Yeah, no, I don't think anybody says that.
Are you trying to kill me or get me another meal train?
No, DJ just texted me that. He wanted me to tell you that.
Yeah, I know. Am I getting Wally pipped?
See, now she knows.
No, this dude sucks.
I'm terrible, Julie. Don't worry. You're safe.
He's stumbling over everything. He can't pronounce Fulta. How do you say it, Julie?
A little Fultonevich in my life.
There you go.
There it is.
I asked him the other day. He's like, I don't know. Is
on key, even.
He's like, it's Rangers. But, I'm not going to report on that. He doesn't give me enough stars updates during the tickers.
That's the thing.
You know what? I feel like he has plenty of stars in his tickers. I think DJ's doing a great job. And whenever I do have the chance to tune in, I know y'all think he's doing a great job, too. So thank you, DJ.
Thank you, Julie. Take as much time as you need. Take as much time as you need.
Can't say anything bad about anybody.
I can. Hey, what about Fox Sports Southwest? I bet I could get it out of her.
No, I'm not sure what you're talking about. You know who? I really love Rick Rinder the most. I do.
Yeah, but he's not in charge.
And John Rattigan. They're just some of the best people. And Dana Larson, love her.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How about Kami and Liddy?
It's true. They are very sweet girls, and they've moved on to different parts of their life. Yes.
Well, Julie, it's just been a pleasure talking to you. We miss you very much.
Well, I miss y'all, and when I was just listening to you guys talking about Hawaiian Shirt Friday, and I could tell that y'all are in a fun Friday mood, I missed you even more. So thanks for calling me.
Go Stars.
Well, come back, and let's go to the studio.
Okay, let's do it. How about a week from Monday?
We're allowed to go back to the studio, the corporation has said. And we have behind the scenes told them we're not going back till Julie's back.
I love it.
We just need the whole band has to be together.
But you have to bring your uterus.
I can't do that, Jay. I'm sorry.
Well, get one. He won't know if it's yours or not. Just go get a different one.
You'll be a dummy.
The dark web.
Will y'all still accept me as part of the team even without my uterus?
Well, you're more like us now.
One of the guys.
All of the.
I know.
Not one shell member now has a uterus.
I love it. Put it as our tagline. The Hang Zone. No uterus is found here.
All
right. Fantastic.
Then they'll just be real confused.
Okay. We'll see you, bud.
I love you all. Love y'all. Thanks.
We love you too.
All right.
Bye.
That's Julie Dobbs. She sounds a little different because of the no uterus thing that affects your voice sometimes.
Yeah.
All right. Let's talk draft pretty much for the rest of the show, right? Cowboys, the rest of the NFL. In fact, we might be able to lead off. It's pretty exciting. Somehow the Cowboys have allowed us to not only talk draft, but we can mix in a nice Kemp spin with the Cowboys' number one pick. Let's do that after this.